Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in and listening. This is the A segment, 964A to be specific. We are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. That's right. The sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast is none other than Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements, and you can too. Want to have some fun? Take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. You can go to mypersona.com and find that. We're welcoming them as a relatively new sponsor. They've been our sponsor for about a month now, so I appreciate your going to their website. I appreciate it for several reasons, since I am chair of their scientific advisory board, and it was nice of them to sponsor this as well as to let me help them with studies as chair of their scientific advisory board and helping advise them. On the B segment this week is Jim Carroll, The Ultimate Memory Magic. It's actually quite a remarkable book and quite a remarkable skill he'll teach you, and he does teach you some of that very quickly on that segment. So we talked a lot last week about the studies on meat, 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 and what they meant 3 weeks after they had come out, which only means that eating red meat and processed meat, just like eating sugar and smoking cigarettes, is bad for you. Not as bad. Much smaller effect, but still a consistent effect in every one of the studies that were reported. But let's talk about chiropractic care during pregnancy. Is it safe? Doctors are failing to help teens quit smoking. What can you do about that? Well, it is that the FDA hasn't got any smoking cessation tools approved for teenagers, so we've got to use the adult ones in an off-label use. Americans choose bottled water for safety and quality. Are they right? And then meat alternatives have gone mainstream. Are they healthy? And then one of the most interesting one that I like is that silent celiac disease is common in close relatives of people with celiac disease. What does that mean if a relative of yours has celiac disease? And then a scary one, 3 suicides among the crew of a single Navy ship occurred in 1 week. What does that mean for the military and our military readiness? Patients are more likely to seek psychiatric help after weight loss surgery. I think that's a good thing. And struggling to get back in a week in a workout routine. Here's some suggestions. And walking pace may signal if a stroke patient can return to work. What's the key walking level? And can you test it on a treadmill? And the answer is yes, you can test it on a treadmill, and we'll tell you what that key walking level is. And extreme exercise might dull the brain, at least for a little bit. And why does it take girls longer to recover from concussions? What does it mean for you? And then one of the weird things, childhood smoking exposure is tied to a regular heartbeat in adulthood. Tell your kids about that. Let's get to these stories and what they really mean for you. And I'm going to work from the bottom up, and that is the last one I told you about was about childhood smoking exposure. That is, kids who are exposed to smoke, secondhand smoke at home, or who develop it themselves, increase their risk of atrial fibrillation in adulthood by 18%. If both mother and father smoke, it's 36% if they smoke a pack a day each. 2 packs a day, it goes to 36% from each. So the point is, between obesity and smoking, we've uncovered a large cause of why pulmonary arteries cause or are the initiation point for, if you will, atrial fibrillation. That is, smoking damages the pulmonary artery, and that's where the problem is, as does obesity. Now, one of the other things is that we don't have any FDA-approved smoking cessation aims, and 25% of kids said they smoked or vaped in the last month, 25% of high school seniors. We've got a real problem. It's taken 60 years from about 60 to currently to get smoking rates from 46% down to about 13%, 12%. If we're just having a rebound due to the vaping and e-cigarette craze, we're in trouble as a country. We're in trouble for the health and disability this will cause. Talk to your kids. Not only bad for atrial fibrillation, not only bad for illness, not only bad, but show them, it causes erectile dysfunction, it causes wrinkles, whatever it takes. Smoking is a really bad thing, and go to your pediatrician if the kid is on it. Get the nicotine patch. Talk to the pediatrician about getting a pill and a patch to help them, as well as a buddy. Girls who suffer a concussion playing school sports are more likely than boys to delay seeking specialty medical care. That's horrible. Yeah, girls' sports aren't football and aren't basketball, where there are trainers on the sideline. But concussions occur just as frequently, maybe even more frequently, in synchronized swimming and soccer and sports that women are excellent in. So seek help fast. That's the major thing. If you have a problem, there is a benefit to seeking help fast. And that's what this study showed, that the men are because they're seeking help faster, are returning to normal function faster. We think it is just that simple. What is the data on extreme exercise, that is running marathons, etc.? Yeah, when your muscles get that exhausted, you have a impeded immune function. You also impede your executive function in the brain to get back to normal function. It takes over 3 weeks. So I'm not trying to discourage you from doing something you've always wanted to do in your life if you're running a marathon, but remember, extreme sports means that you shouldn't make key judgments for life in the 3 weeks after you've done an extreme sport workout. And I suppose that even goes for trained marathoners. After they compete very hard, they may have that same problem. 2 miles per hour looks like the key for people returning to work after a stroke. If you get on a treadmill and can't walk at a speed of 2 miles per hour for about 100 feet, then you have much harder time returning to work and functioning in the workplace after a stroke. Of course, things that help you reduce stroke is normalize your blood pressure, get a LDL cholesterol below 50, talk to your physician about controlling your blood sugar relatively tightly, get your body mass index where it belongs, do some physical activity every day, and talk to your doc about an aspirin twice a day with a glass of warm water before and after, and find out if that's appropriate for you.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
We talked about getting back to exercise. If you've quit for more than 2 weeks, go back slowly. Redefine what exercise means. You don't have to be on a treadmill or elliptical or doing cardio. You can start with walking and then go to weightlifting and get a buddy and go slowly. Don't go to type A and go right back right away because you won't be able to do it and you may injure yourself. And don't do it all at once. Go slowly. Remember, it takes a while to get back in shape. Take your time getting back into that routine and find the motivation. And by the way, once you figure out why you want to get healthy, your first choice shouldn't be at the gym. If you've been away for 3 or 4 years, it should be at your doc's office and making sure it's fine for you to do what you want to do. Patients seek psychiatric help after bariatric surgery. That's a good thing. It increases over 100% fold. That's a great thing, because there is a problem of why you've gained all that weight and you often need psychiatric help to lose it. And by the way, the partners of people who've lost a lot of weight after weight loss surgery may need your advice and help too. May need psychiatric help. Remember also, don't miss mental health issues in your college students. The key is talking to your kid and finding out what's going on. And say something. If you think something is wrong, be straightforward. Say, you don't sound like yourself. What's going on? If they insist they're fine and tell you not to visit, assert yourself as the parent. I'm sorry. I'm coming up. I want to see how you are, and I want to talk to you about things in my life. You can take ownership of it because your life is also your child's, obviously. Naval Shipyard, 3 people on the same ship committed suicide in the same week. In 2008, there were 325 active duty members who died by suicide. The last time the rate was this high was in World War II. That's a bad sign. And the Navy, Army, and Marine Corps and Air Force are all getting more attuned to this. That's a great thing. But it's also because we're getting to be a more stressed society, I'm afraid. I was surprised, but the military dismissed this 3-in-1 ship, not relating to anything going on the ship, saying these were all different and unrelated to one another. That sounds a little weird to me. Silent celiac disease, that's right. If you've got a relative with celiac disease, you want to get tested for it, because there's an awful high incidence, 44% of close relatives, that is first and second degree relatives, had celiac disease of that relative. So be careful. Little sadness in this one. Carbs like sweet fries, white bread remain 42% of our calories. That's a horrible thing that we're eating junk for 42% of our calories. Remember, go to whole grain, don't eat junk. Alternatives to meat have become mainstream, but people who eat meat alternatives are also buying meat. I think this is, I worry about this being like e-cigarettes, a way of hooking people on beef, and I think it is hooking them on it, because beef and processed red meats, in every one of the studies that I've seen, and in the recent analysis which came out about a month ago in the Annals of Internal Medicine, that caused such a furor. Every one of those studies showed an increased risk of death, all-cause mortality, of cancer and heart disease and diabetes from red and processed red meats. And yeah, pork is a red meat. Are bottled waters safe? We don't know. They haven't been tested enough, and it seems like the FDA has cut back on the number of people who can test this. So I don't know. I think the major companies, you know, when they're not the local ones, but the major companies are doing a good job at keeping their water safe in bottled water. But tap water is largely safe as well. How do you guide what you should eat? Is there a simple way in diet? Yeah, look at the fiber content of food, of packaged food. If the fiber content is pretty high, it's from natural fiber, not artificial fibers. It's probably a pretty darn good ingredient. That's how you tell if packaged foods are high. Vaping, we're going to talk about that with Susan M. Wilson from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in a couple of weeks. You'll want to get podcast. This is 964A. The B's are always the guest segment. She is, I think, 967B, so in 3 weeks, tune in. She's going to talk about the data from the first 12 deaths and over 1,000 hospitals. I think it's over 14 hospitalizations in 46 states and in Canada. She'll talk about what we know about vaping and smoking and what the risks are and what you should do about it. Is chiropractic care during pregnancy safe? Yes, if you've got someone who's a chiropractor and experienced in it and who takes all the precautions. Remember, there always is risk in anything, and there is risk in all kinds of care, but this appears safe. So what are the take-homes from today? I think the major take-home is work with your pediatrician if your child is vaping or smoking to get them off of it. If your child has a concussion, get them to medical help as soon as possible. And if you want to get back into exercise and you haven't done it for a while, do it gradually. Start with walking and then check with your doctor to make sure you can do more extreme things and more vigorous things, not extreme, more good for you things. And do it gradually and with a buddy and with training help initially. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner Manual Radio Show. I am excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized for your needs. You can take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. And as you know, I am prejudiced since I get my vitamins and supplements from them. And I'm chair of their scientific advisory board, so I really believe in this. They are our sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. But you're really the thing that drives us. That is you downloading us, the 50-plus thousand of you who download us a week and who drive my interest in keeping doing this. That's why we do it. It's why Justin is a great engineer. It's because you, by downloading this so often, motivate him, motivate me, and motivate our producer, Donna Gould, to do the best darn job we can to give you the latest medical news and what it means for you in the A segment and wonderfully interesting guests that we put on the spot to get you what it means to you and how to change so that you can live at the top of your curve till very near the end. Thanks again for downloading us. This is 960. I better check. I think this is 964. B of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show and podcast. Thanks again. We'll be back next week with another A and another B segment.